And now the triumphant return of the Talk of the Nation Summer Movie Festival, and this year we begin with A Grain of Salt. As Angelina Jolie prepares to kick butt, we celebrate the female action hero from the sweet-talking, think Charlie's Angels, to the tough-as-nails, Sarah Connor, quick with a plasma rifle, samurai sword, or a six-shooter, and of course, deadlier than the male. If you'd like to nominate a distaff dynamo, our number here in Washington is 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. You can join the conversation, too, on our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. And, of course, no summer movie series is complete without Murray Horowitz, our favorite film buff, who joins us here in Studio 3A. Murray, good to see you.
Good to see you, Neil. Happy summer.
Happy summer to you. And, the female action hero, when does it start? I mean, is this a feminist?
Well, I think it's a human thing, and it's been, although there probably is maybe, I don't know if this is sexist or non-sexist, but it's very true that men, as well as if not more than women, love to see women who, in the fanboy term, you should forgive me, kick ass. I mean, they love to see that. But it's the
fact that their clothing is either tight or non-existent much of the time probably has nothing to do with
although
that.
Although it has changed. That's absolutely true. There is a kind of feminist vibe behind this because in the last couple of decades, few decades, it's changed to where female action heroes aren't necessarily sex objects and don't show cleavage. I mean, there are certain, we'll get to this in a moment. There are certain, there's one character in particular who has kind of primacy of place here, but it's from the earliest days almost of cinema. There was the damsel in distress.
You know, you can think Perils of Pauline.
Literally hanging on a cliff, you know. But
I think of her tied to the railroad tracks myself.
That's true,
but
too.
That's okay.
But sometimes they would do things to bring about their own safety or to defeat their nemesis. Then in slapstick comedy, you know, one of my favorite of all time, Mabel Normand. I mean, Mabel Normand, particularly with Fatty Arbuckle, I mean, she would deliver the good zets, the good clop when she had to. And so that's a kind of action hero. Even in the mid-years, though, there are any number of Bell stars and Calamity Janes and Annie Oakleys. There's actually a movie called Montana Bell. And I'm just trying to think right offhand who did it. I'll find it later. But anyway, it's an Alan Dwan film. Jane Russell. Thank you. It's Jane Russell who is Calamity Jane. And she really does a lot of horse riding and, you know, gun shooting and that sort of thing. And then up into the 50s and 60s and 70s, the blaxploitation films, you know, who could forget Foxy Brown?
We had the clip from Foxy Brown just a moment ago. Who could forget that? Indeed. So it isn't one genre. You mentioned Westerns. Obviously, there's a lot of science fiction. A
lot of science fiction. And interesting that you mentioned feminism, because in science fiction and fantasy somehow, there's a certain liberation and the lid goes off or the limits go off, some of the sexual roles. And sci-fi has done rather well by women in terms of making them action heroes.
Because also, in the future, roles are, it's not unusual to see a woman starship pilot.
Right, exactly so. Or, exactly. You know, all bets can be off in sci-fi or in the future. The other thing is women detectives, you know, Kathleen Turner is V.I. Warshawski. I mean, there's all kinds of things. And there are a lot of films out right now or in the last, say, 12 months, Neil, that have animated films. You know, there's Jessie the Cowgirl in Toy Story and Toy Story 2. There's one coming up later this year, one of the Resident Evil pictures. Zoe Saldana in Avatar was an action hero, or we don't say heroine.
Nobody
anymore,
says heroine anymore.
No.
I think it's confusion with the drug.
But then there's also my nomination for contemporary one, for this year's one, is Alice in Wonderland, who, and this is an example of how things change.
Sure.
In all the storytelling of Alice in Wonderland, from Lewis Carroll on, she's, you know, kind of wandering
down the
rabbit. She's passive and she's going through all these things. But in this version, she has to become, the whole thing hinges on her embracing the role of being an action hero. I don't want to ruin the film for anybody, but she does participate
in
the climax.
It's been out for a while, Murray. I believe. I think when it's out on DVD, you can give away the ending.
But let me ask you this: if I told you that there were a there was a protagonist who goes through a quest of physical fortitude, she reaches her goal by the accomplishment of various feats. She has to navigate a treacherous road. She evades violent airborne primates, and she defeats a powerful sorceress through the use of force. You would say that's an action hero, right?
I would say we're off to see the wizard.
That's right. That's Judy Garland as Dorothy Gale in The Wizard of Oz. He's a kind of action hero.
Let's get some callers in on the conversation. Your nominee for Best Female Action Hero, 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. Antonia's on the line from Baton Rouge.
Hi, Neil. It's an honor to talk with you. I've listened to you since I was a little girl.
Oh,
that's not the thing to say, Tony.
Well, thank you for making me feel old,
right,
Tony.
My grandmother had all your records.
That's right. I'm sorry.
Go. That's all right. That's kind of you to say.
My nomination would be Ripley from the Alien quadrilogy films. I think she was one of the earliest kick-ass females.
Indeed. After half a century after she battled space creatures in Alien, Ellen Ripley comes back at it in Aliens back in 1986, where she's sent to the planet as an advisor after the company loses contact with a team of space marines. And here, well, she's protecting Newt from the Queen Alien.
Get away from her, you bitch!
Sigourney Weaver got an Academy Award nomination, I think, for that line.
Actually, that line's the least of it. What's great about this, and then when I said somebody has pride of place, it is Sigourney Weaver as Ripley. I mean, this is probably the most comprehensive, most complete female action hero in the second of those films, in Aliens. And that's where she, by the way, she doesn't show cleavage. I mean, she's not all dolled up.
No, it's all work clothes.
She's exactly right. And she's fully realized she has to confront herself and things in her, as well as alien forces outside. And she's a real person. She's believable. She's bang on it. And she's the most comprehensively well-turned character among the female action heroes.
And in addition to having a couple of well-turned ankles. So, Antonia, thank you very much for the call.
She plays a parody of herself, too.
It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Here's an email from Anna. Linda Hamilton in Terminator is definitely my favorite female action hero. I will never forget the image of her driving south in her Jeep at the end of the movie, a woman aware of her sole responsibility to save the human race, unbowed by the work and horror ahead. A close second, Sigourney Weaver in Alien and Aliens, but those are some tough broads she mentions. Though you'd have to think that Sarah Connor, the character, is even more of a force in Terminator 2.
Right. It's Terminator 2 where she really, you know, takes action and really shows herself to be really a plot turner and somebody on whom you have to rely to get stuff done.
Yeah, here in this scene, she rails at the Doctor, whose work eventually causes Judgment Day, a global war against humanity.
Men like you built the hydrogen bomb. Men like you thought it up. I think you're so creative. You don't know what it's like to really create something, to create a life. Feel it growing inside you. All you know how to create is death and destruction.
Mom!
Well, yes, she is going off the edge there, don't you think?
And she doesn't just scream and hide as she does kind of in the first movie. I mean, she actually, you know, she collects guns and she uses
them.
She
is also, again, in the common parlance, ripped. She is really ripped in shape.
She's really in great shape, and you don't want to mess with her.
Don't want to mess with her. Let's see if we can get another caller in. This is Kevin. Kevin with us from Philadelphia.
Hi, Neil. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I would like to nominate Beatrix Kiddo, a.k.a. The Bride from Kill Bill.
Oh, absolutely. Uma Thurman out for revenge in Kill Bill 1 and 2. In this particular scene, she's obviously trying to track down the five people who tried to kill her. And here she battles Oren, who's, of course, played by Lucy Liu.
You didn't think it was going to be that easy, did you?
You know, for a second there? Yeah. I kind of did.
Lucy Liu, of course, doesn't lose her head, just loses the top of it.
It's true. And isn't there something with an eyeball? I don't want to think about it.
Anyway.
But, yeah.
that one scene is awesome.
It is, and she is one of the great, you know, again, sort of kick-ass heroes. I got to stop saying
heroine.
You
got to stop there, yeah.
And she gets a kind of, what do I want to say, if there's an award, there are a couple of people we have to mention. Uma Thurman may be one of them, but for somebody who really plays the female action hero a lot, there is a name many people won't recognize, but they would probably recognize the figure of Mila Jovovich. And she's done a lot of these characters, including the aforementioned Resident Evil Afterlife that's coming out this summer. But also Halle Berry. I mean, Halle Berry's been a Bond girl, and Halle Berry's been Storm in X-Men.
Yes.
And she's, and by the way, when it comes to the Bond girls, I'm going to need help from the listeners because I can't remember which one of them are just kind of stand and posed and which ones of them are real action heroes.
All right. Kevin, thanks very much for the call.
I was going to say I'm barely aware of the Bond girls, but I decided not to.
Let's not go there. let's see if we can go next to, this is Ron. Ron, which is with us from Manchester in New Hampshire.
Hi, guys. It's Carrie Fisher, you know, Princess Leia. She's a general. She kills Jabba the Hutt. The moment they bust her out in Star Wars, she grabs the guns out of their hands. And
starting in the second one, she really picked up the plasma rifle and dealt death.
I mean, she was a leader through all three films.
Absolutely. I'm going to agree with you.
It's absolutely true. And there's a point here that I want to make about female action heroes. You know, the cliche is, oh, women are softer, women are more emotional. You don't want a woman with her hand on the trigger because, you know, and one of the things that these movies show us is, in general, the female action heroes really earn their emotional moments. There's that part in Empire Strikes Back where Han Solo is frozen and Princess Leia just loses it, and she does this futile attempt to free him. But she earns that right to do it because she's so cool, calm, and collected.
And the vamp scene, of course, is all a ruse to get her close so she can free him and do in Jabba. So anyway, Ron, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
We also, as always when discussing Star Wars, we have to say if that's true, we have to give the archetype, which is The Hidden Fortress by Akira Kurosawa, where the princess is also an action hero.
Murray Horowitz, our summer movie festival buff. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And here's some emails. Brandon in Raleigh, North Carolina, just wanted to share my favorite female action hero, Major Motoko Kusanagi, who is a Japanese character in the Ghost in the Shell anime and manga stories, a cyborg employed as the squad leader of Public Security Section 9, a fictional division of the real Japanese National Public Safety Commission. I love the depth and intrigue of her story, but being anchored by the strong female character makes it unique in the action genre.
And this is, did you say Ghost in the Shell? That's
you
the
did.
One who started. Yes, and also in Cowboy Bebop, there's a character, Faye Valentine. Anime is one of the genres where these women show up a lot. There are also in Hong Kong films and in kung fu films, there are a lot of female action figures or action heroes. I didn't mean to say it.
Posable, indeed.
Right.
Here's an email from Kevin, and he nominates the best hit girl from Kick-Ass. This is a movie that was out earlier this year. Here's a scene. Nicolas Cage playing Big Daddy Hit Girl's dad is teaching Hit Girl, played by Chloe Mortez, how to withstand being shot in the chest at close range while wearing a bulletproof vest.
You're gonna be fine, baby doll. How was that? Not so bad. Kind of fun, huh? Now you know how it feels. You won't be scared when some junkie pulls a Glock.
I wouldn't have been scared anyways.
That's my girl. All right, up you get. Come on. Two more rounds, and then home.
Again?
Uh-huh.
Look, only if we can go by the bowling alley on the way back.
It's great. I love the dialogue.
It's good dialogue. Let's get another caller in. Jane. Jane with us from St. Louis.
Hi. I wanted to nominate Lisbeth Salander, an up-and-coming movie star.
Absolutely. That's the character's name. She is in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. And the second one, I just finished it and I've forgotten the name.
The Girl Who Played with Fire.
And then the third one is The Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest.
Yes, I just finished reading all three, and she is completely victimized. There's a reason why the book was originally called The Men Who Hate Women or something like that. And throughout it, she just grows stronger and stronger, and, you know, she earns her emotional time, like you said earlier.
She's an Avenger and also really, really smart.
Which,
oh my God, incredibly smart.
Which reminds me, there is a film in preparation of The Avengers, and we look forward to seeing a female.
Another Uma Thurman was in the last
one. Right.
Oh yeah, right, of course. All right. Jane, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
And Murray, we have to ask you, who is your favorite female action hero?
You found me out. I mean, I went round and round. Of course, Ripley is number one. But everybody has sort of secret dirt and things that they know they shouldn't like. One of my favorite, maybe my favorite terrible film of all time, is Conan the Destroyer from 1984.
Oh,
you know
that movie.
Isn't that a great
movie? How can I skip that movie?
You can't. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Wilt Chamberlain, and Grace Jones as Zula.
Yes.
And never has a character shown more pleasure in killing somebody than Grace Jones. I really recommend it. It's to be hoped you won't be in your right mind when you actually watch it, but it's great fun.
Well, I'm going to get to nominate one, Elastigirl, or yes. Mrs. Incredible, and her daughter Violet Parr in this scene early in the movie. Mr. Incredible and Elastigirl meet for one of the first times.
Hey, look.
Elastigirl.
Mr. Incredible.
No, it's all right. I've got him.
Sure, you've got him. I just took him out for you.
Sure, you took him out. His attention was on me.
A fact I exploited to do my job.
My job?
A simple thank you will suffice.
Thanks, but I don't need any help.
Whatever happened to ladies first?
Well, whatever happened to equal treatment?
Hey, look, wait. The lady got me first.
Well, we could share, you know.
I work alone.
Well, I think you need to be more.
Are you doing anything later?
I have a previous engagement.
And I love the fact that it's Holly Hunter as a superhero.
As a superhero. Incredible, yes. Absolutely incredible. Murray, as always, thanks very much.
Thank you, Neil. What a pleasure.
Murray Horwitz is Talk of the Nation's favorite film buff. Joined us here in Studio 3A. Join us for the second installment of our summer movie festival next week. Same time, same station. The topic, greatest pep talks on film.
Quit one for the Gipper.
Once more into the breach, dear friends.
Email your nominee now, talk@npr.org. Join us then. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.